time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. Thank you for tuning in. It has been November, and that only means playoff time. We're getting down to the contenders, and one of them is Billerica Football, one of many Valley teams still alive in the tournament, and they are playing Walpole this Friday night. And we're going to hear all about that with a conversation from Dwayne Sixbury, its coach. So I'm going to waste no time. Let him get on. I know you want to hear from him, not me. So we'll take a break. And then after that, Dwayne Sixbury. And then after that, we'll do a little tournament catch up.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom Nicastro with our one and only guest, Bill Orica, football coach, Dwayne Sixbury. Sigs, what's going on, coach?
Not much, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing all right. So preparing for another big one.
Yeah,
November football means playoffs, and here we go. Beating Silver Lake 37, and now on to Walpole, another home game, which is huge. We got to start there. What do we know about Walpole?
They were in the Super Bowl last year. They're a very good quarterback. They got a stable of running backs, some big offensive linemen, and they're a physical football team, and they want to run the football. And you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. It's at home, and it's in our backyard, and we're looking to defend our home turf.
Yeah, they put up a 42 spot, you know, over Hingham, 42-21. So clearly they can move the ball, punch it in. Yeah. Have you seen the film yet on them?
Yeah. You know, they're very good. They're as advertised. You know, they play a good schedule like us. You know, they played Needham and teams like that. And they've come on you know, late in the season, and you know, it's going to be a good challenge, and we're looking forward to it. They definitely have a lot of good players, and they can throw it in, run it, and then on defense, they're pretty multiple in their, you know, 4-3, 4-4 attack. So we'll have our hands full, but we'll be ready for the challenge.
Yeah, and everyone thinks, you know, assumes that having home games is a good thing, and there's many reasons why it's a good thing. But sometimes, you know, you might say, hey, we actually played not so bad on the road too. So
yep.
What is it like for the makeup of your team this year? Is it clearly a distinctive advantage playing in that home field?
I know the kids really, really enjoy, you know, playing at home, but I know that they love playing football more. So I think it doesn't really matter where we play. It's just, you know, getting to play the game of football and, doing something that we all love and having fun while doing it. So it doesn't really matter where we play, but, you know, playing at home is definitely an advantage to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me about the Silver Lake win. Who were some of the standouts in that one? I know you had a couple of scores in the second quarter, which gave you a nice lead at halftime. And, you know, Silver Lake comes back and scores, but you guys had an answer all night.
Yeah, they had the ball most of the first quarter. I think we only had the ball for about 2 minutes, and then we scored in the beginning of the second quarter, and then got another one late. And they're a good, they're another good physical football team. They play in a good conference as well, and they had a stable of running backs, and they really stick to their scheme. They want to run power and ISO and try to get you on the perimeter with a few tosses and reverses, but they were physical and they were good on defense. And, you know, our guys did a good job of, identifying, where their blocking back was. And we did a real good job defensively. And what we'll have to do this week as well is we'll have to be really, really stout on defense and, you know, not let them dictate the tempo of the game. And hopefully we can dictate the tempo of the game when we're on offense.
Yeah. Coach, when you're looking at the whole body of work of this team, this 2024 edition, you know, slow start, some might say, looking at the schedule, but then you look at your opponents and it was Masco. They've had a great year.
Yeah.
Westford's always strong, obviously. And then, you know, Central Catholic, obviously we know what they're doing.
Yep.
So you start 1-2, but then you really just catch fire, you know, 83 spot against Haverhill. And then you go, essentially you've won, it looks like 5 out of 6. So, Where have been the biggest growth gains, you know, since that 1-2 start?
I'd say, we start 5 sophomores. So that, that had a lot to do with it. You know, that we play some young kids and that are good football players, but didn't have varsity experience. And our senior class has really carried us. We have a lot of good players in that senior class, but we needed some younger guys to step up, and they did. And then we battled a couple of injuries. And we got one of them back, and senior captain Nick Cabral. But we lost Timmy Murphy for the year with a knee injury. And he's working hard to get back for hockey. So hopefully he's able to get back for the hockey season, because he's a good hockey player too. But we miss him on both sides of the ball and on special teams. Timmy was a big part of it as a junior. And, like I said, those young sophomore linemen are doing a real good job. We started 2 sophomore linebackers. So we play a lot of young kids, and we've done really well. We've competed with everybody. And, we've also won a lot of big games. So it's been a great year for considering, how good we were last year, and then, losing a lot of guys. And now all of a sudden this year, we're right back in the hunt again. So we're happy where we are. We're just looking forward to the next challenge.
Yeah, and you guys have the benefits of playing up a lot.
Yep,
division
exactly.
Wise, with Central. I mean, in the Merrimack Valley alone, you got Central's playing up, Haverhill's playing up, Methuen, North Andover, Andover.
Yep.
And you held your own, man, more than that. I mean, beating Andover, beating North Andover. And Tewksbury's, I know that's not playing up, but that's a hell of a win.
Oh, yeah, they're a great team.
Yeah. So I think I ask you this every time I have you on, but I got to ask again, how does the Valley prepare you for the playoffs?
Oh, we're as prepared as anybody with the schedule that we play. And, the trouble is that, Division III is loaded, it really is. It's probably the most competitive through all 16 teams of all the brackets. And, we're just looking to take that next step. We've done everything but, go to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl since I've been a Berwicker. And that's, something that we shoot for every year. And, we have another chance this year, and we're just, looking to make the most of it and take care of all the little things we can take care of so the big things happen.
Yeah, 2 wins away from getting there. Historically, when's the last time Berwicker has been to Gillette?
I think 99, the 99 Super Bowl. And that's the last time Berwicker went to a Super Bowl was 99, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2005, they lost to Woburn. I was coaching at Woburn at the time. And we beat the record, which was really the Super Bowl, and then we went on to beat Newton North in the Super Bowl itself. But the Bereka game was the real Super Bowl. Those are the two best teams that year.
Yeah, geez, I can't keep up with the formats. Like, what format was that? Was that the playoff?
That was two games. You play two games. Yeah, you play. Okay. Play one, and then the other one was the Super Bowl.
I think there was, yeah, I remember there was like the Tuesday playoff game.
Yep.
And then Saturday. Like, yep. I think you came back Saturday.
That was crazy.
I think I remember covering an 0-1 Gloucester going to Whitman Hansen.
Yeah.
Jimmy Eunice's team.
Oh, that was a great team.
You know, and that was a team that was explosive, but they, you know, I tell you, they ran into a heck of a Whitman Hansen team back there.
Oh yeah,
you know, they were strong. Even Jimmy Eunice got tossed around a little bit.
He was a heck of a player.
Yeah, but yeah. So you know, looking at the you know, going forward, obviously you want your senior leadership to step it up in these games. You know, they got to keep those young kids calm, especially all those sophomores you have.
Yeah,
tell me about your captains and what they brought to the team this year.
Oh, they've been great. You know, like you said, you know, helping with the younger kids, you know, just, you know, staying positive with them and, you know, kind of showing them the way. And they've been great, you know, in the community, in the school, on the field, off the field. They've done a great job, and they were tremendous leaders in the off season as far as getting kids to the weight room and, you know, 7-on-7 and things of that nature. And They've been great. They've done everything that we've asked them to do, and you know, we're proud of them all. So hopefully, they continue to do it over the next month.
Yeah, who are the captains, Coach?
So we have Nick Cabral, Dan Moore, Stephen Gentile, Gabe Rossi, Judd Doraville, and Junior Griffin Bordeaux.
All right. And lastly, Coach, you know, when you're looking ahead and looking at your own film, what are some areas you like to shore up before you hear the first whistle on Friday night?
Just, you know, obviously, you know, we want to be physical in the line of scrimmage, and we do not want to get any self-inflicted wounds. We want to play penalty free, not give, you know, not do anything that's going to hurt our own cause. And when we stay away from those self-inflicted wounds, you know, whether it be offsides or a holding penalty or something of that nature, you know, we don't want to do anything to hurt our own cause. And that's something we've been talking about. And, you know, sometimes in practice, you know, you're running plays and you're making sure guys are doing things. We actually, you know, make sure guys aren't holding where, you know, that would have been a hold. So, we'll mock off the penalty. And, you know, so we try to stay on top of everything in every situation. So just staying away from those self-inflicted wounds and just executing the game plan and, you know, obviously taking care of the football. That's something that you don't want to give the other team any other opportunities than they deserve. And you got to be good in all, you got to be great in all three phases, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And we spend a lot of time in all three phases. So we'll be ready. You just have to go out and play the game.
Yeah. And lastly, actually, I did want to ask you one more. You know, you've been going since August, right? Yep. Officially going since August. I know there's off-season work to do, too, and paperwork. And, you know, does everyone get their forms in and all that? Yep. I mean, you got to handle a lot of stuff. Like, you're not as blessed as, like, you know, Belichick was delegating all that stuff to other people. Right. But it's been a long grind. You know, here you are, mid-November, a solid 3 months of just doing nothing but football and watching film and stuff. It's got to be fatiguing, but at the same time, it's got to be so fun, man, to just be able to go out and coach these kids and just have fun and talk to your coaches the next morning, get coffee with them and all that. It must be just such a nice bonding experience.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. You know, the kids have a lot of fun. The coaches have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun together. And, you know, it's important to win, you know, and when I was a younger coach, it was like that was the only thing that mattered was winning. But, you know, as you get older, you know, there's so much more that goes into it. And, you know, times have changed. You know, it's a different, you know, it's a different body of work right now in 2024 than it was in 2000. And, you know, kids are different and society's different. So it's still the game of football and we still coach it hard and have a lot of fun doing it. But at the same time, it's not win at all costs. It's not, you know, it's just a good, we have a good culture. Our locker room is a lot of fun and the kids enjoy it, and we have success on and off the field. And, you know, our kids are flying and doing well in school. And, you know, we had Danny Moore signed to go to St. Anselm's, and we got a bunch of other guys that are going to be going to play college football. And Xavier Mosley, who played for us last year, walked on at Merrimack, and he's going to be part of their program starting in the spring. So it's all good news.
That is good news. Yeah. I'll have to keep my eyes on the St. Anselm's. I'm right in town here in Manchester. Yep. I moved up a couple years ago.
Castle Guerra from last year is up there right now.
You go. Yeah. Yep. Are they still going right now, football, for them? Yeah, they must.
They might have one more week, maybe. Okay. I'm not sure if it could be kind of early for it to be over. I think next week, probably the last week, and then playoffs start.
Yeah. Good little college town up here, you know, in Manchester.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Two Division II. SNU and St. Anselm's, right?
Yep.
But I don't have to keep my eyes on them. A lot of Merrimack Valley kids come up here. It's like, you know, it's close.
It's far enough away, but it's close enough to be home.
It's right there. Half an hour, 45 minutes. Yep. All good. Dwayne Sigsbury, Bull Ricker football, best of luck. Big one, the quarterfinal matchup against Walpole. That's at Bull Ricker at 7 o'clock. On Friday night. Best of luck against the Tanners, is it? No, Rebels.
They changed. They're the Walpole Timberwolves now.
Oh, man. You can't say Rebels anymore? Okay.
Can't say Rebels anymore, I guess.
The Timberwolves. Okay.
Yep.
Man. Yep. It's like the Amesbury Redhawks, right?
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll say whatever they want us to say. Exactly. Coach, go get them, and I appreciate coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Yeah, we're still the Berwicker Indians, though.
I know. See, that you stay true to that. That's impressive in this day and age.
Absolutely.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Dwayne Sigsbury. Thank you, Coach, for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Let's take a peek at what's going on around the Horn. Andover Field Hockey, another chance to redeem itself and get back on the top of the state. They are playing Wesley, and that game is Wednesday night. We won't have the results of that, but that is the Final Four matchup, Andover Field Hockey against Wesley. And on the other side is Walpole and Winchester. So Andover, Walpole, big rivals. They played in many state finals, and that will be a classic if they get back in. Andover, nice win over Beverly to get in, one zip. And you're looking at Wellesley is a little bit of an upstart there. They're the number 9 seed, but the seeds kind of don't matter. Andover's number 4. So we'll see. And on the other side, Winchester, actually, they're at 11. So a 9-11 seed got into the final four, Andover being 4 and Walpole being 2. Nothing for Division II field hockey. We'll check Division III. Nothing there as well. Of course, Watertown's in the finals. No surprise there. And then a quick check of Division IV. Nothing going on there as well. Football Division I. We got Methuen with a great opportunity playing St. John's Prep in football. The number one seed Prep versus number 8 Methuen. Methuen 35-21 win over Franklin. That game will be at the Prep on Friday night at 6. Central Catholics on the same side of the bracket. They got Needham, the 4 seed. Central beat Weymouth 35-13 to get in. In Andover on the other side did lose to Boston College, the number 2 seed. Boston College High, that is. 21-0. Over in Division II, we'll check that right quick, see if we have any teams remaining. Doesn't look that way. In Division III, we talked about that a bit with Coach Sigsbury. We know their team is playing Walpole in the quarterfinals, and we don't have any other Valley teams in that one. But in Division IV, we sure do. Tewksbury 37-7 win over Westwood, and they get Somerset Berkeley. Tewksbury, the number 5 seed, and Somerset Berkeley, the number 13 seed. A little bit of an upset there, beating Malden Catholic last week. So that game is at Dowsett Field at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Marblehead is a North Shore team on the other side of that bracket playing Grafton. Division 5, Shawshing Valley smoke Gloucester 56-6. So they get into the round of 8. And we don't have any other Valley teams in that division. So let's move on to soccer, see if we got anybody left in the Valley for that one. Did Methuen get in? No, they lost to Zverian Brothers 2-0. So their great season comes to an end in boys soccer. Boys soccer Division 2 from Merrimack Valley, no Division 2 teams. Division 3, none that I can tell. Girls soccer, we usually kind of low in that one too. And looks like we got shut out of that one. Division 2, we'll check real quick. Division 3 girls soccer, nothing there as well. And how about volleyball? Who brought it in the Valley for volleyball? Anybody in the state finals? No, Brookline's made it. We know that. Division 2, Bill Ricca in the state semis. They're playing Tuesday night of this week. They played Oliver Ames. They win that. They'll get into the finals against Westboro or Westwood. All right. One quick check of 4 for Division 4. No. So that does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're all caught up. Best of luck to the team still hanging around close to the state final time. We're getting there. The month of November is always red hot. I love it. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate the sponsors. Appreciate Kelly Media for running the ship, and MSO New Sports for hosting us. Talk soon.